A letter from Einstein directed my attention to Du Bois' thesis shortly after its publication, but I was too much involved in our speculations to study it carefully, Born admitted more than half a century later. By July 1925, he had made time to study Du Bois' work and wrote to Einstein that the wave theory of matter could be of very great importance. Enthused, he had already begun speculating a little bit about Du Bois' waves, Born told Einstein. But just then he shoved Du Bois' ideas aside to make sense of the strange multiplication rule in a paper given to him by Heisenberg. Now, almost a year later, Born solved some of the problems encountered by wave mechanics, but at a price far higher than Schrödinger demanded with his sacrifice of particles. The rejection of particles and quantum jumps that Schrödinger advocated was too much for Born. He witnessed regularly in Göttingen what he called the fertility of the particle concept in experiments on atomic collisions. Born accepted the richness of Schrödinger's formalism but rejected the Austrian's interpretation. It is necessary, Born wrote late in 1926, to drop completely the physical pictures of Schrödinger which aim at a revitalization of the classical continuum theory, to retain only the formalism and to fill that with a new physical content. Already convinced that particles could not simply be abolished, Born found a way to weave them together with waves using probability as he came up with a new interpretation of the wave function. Born had been working on applying matrix mechanics to atomic collisions while in America. Back in Germany, with Schrödinger's wave mechanics suddenly at his disposal, he returned to the subject and produced two seminal papers bearing the same title, Quantum Mechanics of Collision Phenomena. The first, only 4 pages long, was published on 10th of July in Zeitschrift für Physik. 10 days later, the second paper, more polished and refined than the first, was finished and in the post. While Schrödinger renounced the existence of particles, Born, in his attempt to save them, put forward an interpretation of the wave function that challenged a fundamental tenet of physics, determinism. The Newtonian universe is purely deterministic with no room for chance. In it, a particle has a definite momentum and position at any given time. The forces that act on the particle determine the way its momentum and position vary in time. The only way that physicists such as James Clerk Maxwell and Ludwig Boltzmann could account for the properties of a gas that consists of many such particles was to use probability and settle for a statistical description. The forced retreat into a statistical analysis was due to the difficulties in tracking the motion of such an enormous number of particles. Probability was a consequence of human ignorance in a deterministic universe where everything unfolded according to the laws of nature.